First off, we do have very, very good news that the tests we did take this morning have been reported in, and we all returned back negative. So from a Major League Baseball standpoint, we've been cleared to travel and cleared to go back onto the field. So what that looks like is we will fly out of here tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, I guess this is important to most of this group, will be a workout from around 2 to 4. So for your own planning purposes, if you want to come to the ballpark, it would be at that time. And then we will have another workout probably late afternoon on Thursday. And then, of course, we play on Friday. So, you know, it's been an incredible week. It has not been easy for everyone to you know, sequester themselves in this hotel. But, you know, we're looking forward to getting out of here and getting home. So that's my rundown.
Or is it time for questions?
Yeah, we can open it up to questions, or guys go to bed. No, we'll do questions. More fun.
And Mo, you had some players who acknowledged their positive tests and then also an injured list move, including on the IL move were 3 All-Stars. Can you describe the sort of the position you're in now with your roster and how competitive you can be?
I think we can be great. We're in a pandemic. There's getting through things like we just have been through, and there's going to be going back to playing baseball. I think everybody involved in this is excited to find a way to get home, to get back into fresh air, to be back on the field. Candidly, I'm not overly concerned about sort of the roster at the moment in terms of, like, you know, are we going to be competitive or not? I think the fact that we're just excited to get outside is going to create that competitive juice. So I'm not at all concerned about that at the moment.
Mo, you had one player today acknowledge a positive test and then not be placed on the IL. That was Ronel Ravelo. Can you speak to the situation with him at the moment?
Yeah, part of that's just because we're going to anticipate additional roster moves, but we did not want to have to add someone at this point, and so we'll wait in to do so. So that was the only reason. So it was really more admin.
So dropping Ravelo would have taken you below a minimum, is the
issue. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mo, what's your level of concern for the guy's health with a, you know, 2-week lag? Or for Jack Flaherty particularly, who will go 2 weeks between starts.
There's obviously some concerns about, you know, trying to just restart this. But, you know, for the most part, I don't think I'd view it as 2 weeks. I'd really view it as a week. I mean, like, you know, look, the last time we were all in the field doing baseball stuff was last Wednesday. Now we're going to be able to start doing stuff again this Wednesday. And, you know, I think the most important thing is that we don't push too hard and that we make sure we don't create injuries that are unnecessary. But, you know, that's a little bit of a black box, right? It's not always easy to sort of manage that, but, you know, certainly we'll all be cognizant of that. But, you know, for the most part, I think you got to look at it right now is, like, we got past a big hurdle, right? Medically, we've been able now to go forward. We understand that there's going to be baseball challenges. We understand there's going to be roster challenges. We understand we've lost some very key members of our team. But, you know, these things happen in a season. This just happens to be a more unique version of it.
Mo, what time are you scheduled to take off tomorrow morning?
I believe wheels up are right around 11:30.
Mo, at what time tonight did you find out that you all were cleared? I assume this was fairly recently given.
Oh, I think I learned about this a couple hours ago, but then I began the whole logistics issue of like, you know, what do we do to get out of here? How can we make that all happen? I had some people asking me if we could leave tonight. You know, we just weren't able to throw all that together. So We decided to stick to a more traditional travel plan and and see you mañana.
Did you entertain that for very long, Mo, leaving tonight?
Did I? I mean, like, yeah, yeah. I kicked the tires of it, literally. That's what it would have been. And it was just not something we could put together. We would have required at least 4 buses, given the size of the group, and or physical distancing or social distancing would have required.
But with the guys placed on the IL today, in addition to the guys that you already had, like Rebia and Hicks and Michaelis, how far is your depth stretched now as you put new players on this roster in terms of your 40 men?
I mean, obviously, you know, some of the people that we put on that, sort of to get Derek's point, you know, they're it's just hard voids to fill. But having said that, I'm not overly concerned about getting to a quality 28. But I think once you get to that number, clearly there's going to be some gaps. But, you know, I think every team's sort of seeing that, but not every team's dealing with a COVID outbreak. And that's just something that we're going to have to manage through. And so if you read the release, we did mention that, you know, we're going to look to do some additional adds to our Springfield camp. So over the next couple of days, we'll look at seeing what's out there. And hopefully we can find some positives down there as well. But, you know, look, right now, my focus isn't so much on the 28 as it is like just getting back and playing baseball.
Mo, included in that release today was the announcement that Russ Steinhorn is going to join your major league staff. I assume he will still be in a hitting capacity, and are you able to comment on any of the additional staff members who have not yet revealed their positive diagnoses?
Are you asking me, can I reveal who that was?
Well, I guess both. I guess number one, is Russ still going to be in a hitting capacity?
Seemed like a clever way of asking. Yeah, so real quick, no, I won't make that public because no one's given me permission to. But we will use Russ in a variety of ways, but felt he fit our needs most.
Mo, with the return to play now on Friday, that gives you 52 days on the calendar to play 55 games. Do you have any, I know the focus has been on leaving Milwaukee. Do you have any sense on if that's possible?
It is possible. I'm going to allow, I think that's BOC's responsibility to make that announcement when all that happens. But all I can say is I'm so grateful for 7 inning doubleheaders. Because if we were doing 9, this would be a monumental task.
That seems to say that you think you can work it out with Detroit then, correct?
Yep. I've seen a version of it, and I just don't want to publicly announce it because I don't know if it's my place to, but it's doable.
Hey, Mo, did you get a sense in talking to the players that did allow their names to be released about the frustration level? Obviously, you've talked about how responsible your guys have been. So what was kind of their reaction to being positive and having to miss this time?
Well, I think everybody that tested positive is frustrated because people that play baseball want to play baseball. People that coach baseball want to coach baseball. It's what they do for a living. It would be like me saying to Randy, you can't write or do radio for a while. And that might disappoint you. And so, you know, that part's a bummer for everybody involved. But, you know, like in terms of I think they're more saddened by just the way people are looking to accuse someone that actually has it. And I think a lot of the reluctance for people going public is just how people are being viewed. And I can certainly understand that. And I can't relate because I don't have it, but I do get a sense that just even being up here in the hotel that, you know, people weren't happy we were around. And so this was a difficult decision for many of these individuals, whether to make this public or not. And, you know, ultimately our players realize that you can't hide it. And so they just felt like it would be better to get out in front of it. And so that's what they ended up doing. And I'm sure you clever people will figure out which coaches have been infected and so forth. And that's, you know, fine, but, you know, they had asked for privacy.
Mo, are you saying you got the sense from the hotel, like people around the hotel, that it was palpable they didn't want you around?
I would imagine that is what I heard. I mean, I did hear that, like, you know, people assumed that we had COVID. And I will say, though, like, you know, once we started learning of the positives, we had them removed right away.
Well, will you have some of your moves join you for your workout tomorrow? Will they come from Springfield tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Will you offer any clarity on those?
No, I'll wait for that tomorrow. Otherwise, you guys will miss me.
Yeah, I think you'll miss us.
More the merrier, I suppose.
Is it your expectation that Russ will be the only staffing move?
Yes, at this point.
Just out of curiosity, how are Reyes and Cabrera doing at Springfield?
They're throwing the ball well, which is good news for us. I mean, obviously, you know, they were two people that we thought would be part of our original plan. So, you know, clearly given all the things that are happening, it wouldn't shock me to see them on the move. Would I give that away? Got me, Randy. You guys are great.
Just doing our job, Mo.
I know. Right over my head.
It's pretty clear that you are relieved, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, look, this has been a very unique experience, to say the least. And, you know, eye-opening, learning. Don't want to have to do it again, but... You know, I know you can control what you can control, and you can you're obviously could be susceptible to it. So I think the best thing for all of us that have been through this is to understand these recommendations when they talk about, you know, wearing a face mask, when they talk about social distancing. And these are things that I think you're going to see this club practice even better. They realize the importance of what they just experienced, and they don't want to do it again. It's not to say it won't happen again, but they don't want to repeat.
Hey, Mo, was there a moment during all this that you thought the St. Louis Cardinals season would end right there in the Milwaukee hotel?
No, I never thought that. I don't think Major League Baseball wanted that to happen, so I was never under that. I mean, obviously, you know, we have that other camp going. At some point, we could have brought other people up to play. But I think, like, my darkest moment was really when you go back to, like, Saturday, Sunday, when it just – the numbers just kept going the wrong direction. And, you know, look, we all read the paper, watch the news, and pay attention. That was my little, like, to the paper world. You guys don't care. But – you know, you read the papers and you look at trends and you hear things about, like, flattening the curve and where's that going? And we were just going in the wrong direction. Now, our little world was, you know, 57 people, but it still was, like, tracking in a very frustrating manner to where I thought, like, oh gosh, you know, like, this could actually get everyone here. And that would have been awful, obviously. And so, you know, for the last couple of days to just get this positive news where, good news. I don't like that word positive. Good news in these test returns. It was just, yeah, it's uplifting. And yeah, I feel a lot better about things. Now, look, all of us have to act as if we still have it. We've got to be responsible as we go back to St. Louis. And so that is something that we are going to preach and bang the tables hard on, because it can't be taken lightly.
Mo, is everything still tracking in the right direction from a symptoms perspective? No one's had increased severity of anything? You haven't added anything from your...
Since we last spoke, which was yesterday, right? I think actually we've had some more improvement on that. So handful of guys have sort of stayed neutral, but a couple have said that they feel asymptomatic.
Hey, Mo, obviously, go ahead, Ann.
Thanks. Can you speak to just how important, I mean, it seems like an obvious question because obviously it's important to move quickly, but can you speak to just the, you know, you guys, it seemed to, you guys isolated as quickly as possible and began to contact trace as quickly as possible. Can you speak to the importance in doing that? Not just, you know, with, obviously with this team, but also in what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I actually think the luckiest thing that happened to us was the off day Thursday. Because when you go back to the fact that, you know, where we think this began, and on Thursday, we never met as a group. And it was, you know, people were scattered, they were wherever, but it was never, we were never together as 57. And I think that really changed our trajectory, which is scary, because we still had 13 positives. But I think had we had a game that day and treated it as a normal day, which we would have, because we would not have known of those positives, I think we would have been looking at almost a catastrophe. It might not be the right word because it's not that large, but you know what I mean, a very dramatic effect on this team. And 13 could have easily doubled.
It seems like curiosity, what happens when you found out about the positive test before 11, you were saying, what happens if you find out about positive tests during a game? Is that player removed immediately from the game?
I would think so. Given my experience with this right now, that's what I would do. I might even stop the game. I mean, I don't know if I have that kind of authority, but I mean, it would be like, you have to like isolate right away.
Mo, the other day you mentioned that there were no concerns about the speed of the test. Was the opposite of that true to some extent? Is the system operating now faster than it previously had and perhaps more efficiently given that you tested this morning and you got the results this afternoon?
Well, I mean, look, we're in a special class right now because, you know, baseball wants us back playing, and we are testing every day, whereas in the old protocol, it was every other day.
Do you expect to go back to that old protocol schedule, or will you hope push to stay on this everyday testing schedule for a while?
I would imagine right now we will probably lean towards the everyday model for some time.
You're in a unique situation. Brad Miller's in a unique situation. If you need a shortstop in the fourth inning on Friday night, when's the last time he really did baseball-related activity?
Probably on Thursday. We weren't together as a group on Thursday, but some people did work out.
Okay. So obviously that's what you have though, right? If you need a shortstop at some point, if Edmund can't be there because of the loss of two guys, he's your guy, right? Your backup shortstop.
Yeah. Or Schroc. I mean, you got to put someone somewhere.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I have more to add. That's it.
Yeah. You have anything else you want to say, Mo?
I'm kind of tired, actually.
How was the Chick-fil-A?
Outstanding. Didn't last long. I was so hungry. I didn't have lunch or anything, so it was good.
Mo, I have a serious question. You talked about how the hotel, you described it as that there's a palpable sense that you guys were not wandering around. What do you say to the team in that regard when you're finally together? I know that you guys have an app that you can communicate, but that's different than in-person communication, which you'll have really for the first time tomorrow, about any suspicions they have or frustrations they have or why this got caught up in your clubhouse. I mean, what do you have thoughts on what to say to them?
We've been communicating quite a bit over the last few days. So I don't think there's going to be a meeting to rediscuss this. I mean, we've all had time to sort of voice what we think, what we feel. And, you know, I feel like this team is ready to move forward, and we're certainly not going to ignore our past and we want to learn from it. But right now I think their energy is to pack their bags and head south.